And of course, there's always going to be background noise and hums and whatnot, and I'm not exactly sure why. Whether it's to be a distraction or whether these MP3s are of use and are shared. I certainly hope it's the latter. Continuing. So while she's saying that this is changing among us, we commoners, we the people, and that is precisely why they are accelerating their efforts to lock us down, is because we are less and less obedient. We less and less are willing to subsume ourselves. We are more and more wanting to develop our thought and grow our gifts. And we better accelerate that process and do it as a conscious strategy of resistance. But these folk are given this child rearing. And so, as I did last week, I encourage folk who have received this kind of training to serve without question the master, right? The shepherd, the philosophers. I mean, this objective to be a philosopher is, I mean, I realize now they actively try to recruit young people with using these philosophical tools, because young people want to think and want to develop their thought. And this is one of those means of intercepting potentially critical youth, is getting them their thought going down the wrong direction. And so this is why we can't simply not make this an active, engaged effort to reach out to others to encourage discussion of reclaiming our future, reclaiming our lives, the need for a global alternative to class. And I definitely encourage young people who have been either recruited into serving this vision of installing Plato's Republic, who have been duped into believing that there is in fact the best, a category of a tiny category of folk who are the best and deserve to rule over the rest, that the majority of folk would ruin the earth if we were left to our own devices. See, this is why we need to also have discussions of Kropotkin. And all of those folk from past as well as present who have experienced the exhilaration of human energy freed even momentarily, and who know that we are about love. And this is, of course, before it gets infiltrated. That happens pretty quick. But who experience that exhilarating feeling of helping each other, of no one forcing us, of us sharing our gifts. Well, he writes about this in the most recent excerpt I'm putting up. I'm just stopped short from, he's describing a friend's account of what it felt, what the Paris Commune felt like. For those brief few days before it got subverted. Have to wonder if we're getting off track here. Back to Alice. So even though this is a minority, perhaps, this strict upbringing in today's global reality, I really don't know, because for a lot of different reasons, it is definitely still the way in which they train their youth, their cadre of young people who they train to fulfill their aims. Continuing with Alice, obedience, coercion, severity, and lack of feeling are no longer recognized as absolute values, but the road to the realization of the new ideals is frequently blocked by the need to repress the sufferings of one's childhood. And this leads to a lack of empathy. And I have to interject here. One gap I had, which for me is a glaring one in her work, is the omission of the coerced work system itself in her analysis. The fact that it structurally ordains the abandonment of children, and that makes children insecure, necessarily so. And not just insecure, but makes them vulnerable to totalitarian ideologues and recruiters who will flatter them as being special because they never got to feel special because of this coerced work system. Continuing with Alice. It is precisely the little Katies and Conrads who as adults close their ears to the subject of child abuse or else minimize the harmfulness because they themselves claim to have had a quote unquote happy childhood. Yet their very lack of empathy reveals the opposite. They had to keep a stiff upper lip at a very early age. Those who actually had the privilege of growing up in an empathic environment, which is extremely rare, for until recently, it was not generally known how much a child can suffer, or who later create an inner empathic object, are more likely to be open to the suffering of others, or at least will not deny its existence. This is a necessary precondition if old wounds are to heal instead of merely being covered up with the help of the next generation. Unquote from Allison. We're going to be thinking more, and hopefully she will be expanding on what she just said, that because very few of us, as she said, grew up in an empathic environment, but she's holding out hope with this suggestion of creating an inner empathic object, and I want to think more about that, how to translate that into strategic terms, political terms for our resistance.